Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
I don't know. I literally don't know what song to sing today.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, it's got to be a song. Oh, you know what? The kids, I've been doing chasing around the kids in the swimming pool.
Oh, yes.
This is how I do it. You ready? And I love it. You may remember this. Because Ollie gets it. Ollie gets around. He has this outfit that he zips up and he puts on, but it gives him a wedgie, and he looks like a very small sumo wrestler. So I pretend I'm the bum biting shark. So I chase him around the pool, going din 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 din, and he looks back at me and goes din 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 din, and then I go up and I bite his bum. Do you know why that movie was so? Captured so many people. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they never showed the shark until halfway through the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
The rest of it
was just the music and the anxiety that he was building up in the audience, and then a spurt of blood in the water, and then a body, you know? So you wanted to know. So that's called a hook.
Right.
That's called a hook. That's how they hook people in, because right at the beginning you want to know, well, what is this thing? You know, how big is it?
But did the title Jaws have something to do with that?
Wow.
That anyway, we've caused a bit of debate here in the studio, haven't we, now?
Yeah.
Talking about this next topic.
Yeah.
So shall we talk about this topic?
Yeah.
And let's do it and see what happens.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I think it was a couple of years ago, last year. No, a couple of years ago, I think it was. I wrote a blog post, and this blog post was about, I think it was just after Trump got elected, right? And this blog post was about the true revolution of love. And it's just come up in topic today, and I think we should share it.
Because somebody was getting slammed really badly online. So Constance has been getting slammed online. Yeah. Constance Hall.
Well, she always does. And there's a lot of people who do, right? Yeah. And they get slammed. Well, it's not just that. I don't even know where to start. But I think the best place to start with this is starting with keyboard warriors who see something on Facebook, right? And behind the safety of their little, screen, and in their comfort of their own home, they're writing stuff about other people that they absolutely know nothing about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we're all about balance. We teach about balance, you know. And there's definitely things that affect us in terms of when we see things happening in the world. But ultimately, one of the things we understand is that the balance is there no matter what.
Every single time.
Okay. So the way I started this blog was about the posts that you sometimes see on Facebook of a person who has just hunted down some sort of wild animal, a giraffe or an elephant or a lion, and they're having their picture taken, smiling with they've got the shotgun in hand, and the dead animal is next to them.
Yeah.
Right? Now,
so there's a picture of that goes up on Facebook.
Yeah, and next thing you see, and the first thing everybody is thinking is how could anybody do that, right?
Right.
And I can understand that sentiment, but when you look at the comments, and when you're, you know, if you're ever to scroll down and see those comments, right, you're looking at people saying things like, shoot him.
Yeah.
They should be shot dead.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. So what's happening is that there's a double standard.
Yeah.
They're saying that person shouldn't be doing this because I don't see that this is a positive thing. And I'm going to say to them, I'm going to say, shoot them, right?
Yeah.
But they don't realize that exactly the same thing that they're judging in this person who's just posed with a dead animal is in them.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, shoot them.
Yeah.
They have exactly the same quality and they don't want to admit it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we see out there that affect us, that pull us in emotionally like that are because we have a part of that in us and we don't want to own up to that part of that in us.
Now, that's tough for people to hear.
That is a massive thing for people to hear, right?
Yeah.
Because they you're like, well, I would never go and hunt down a lion or a giraffe or an elephant and shoot it. But if you stopped, but
you'll gladly join the clan that wants to line these people up against the wall
and shoot them for doing
so. In one hand, you're saying I would never do this, but I'd gladly kill a human that's killed an animal.
Absolutely.
So now you've just become the person that you're condemning.
Exactly. Yeah. So sometimes when you see it as big like that, you see I would never do that. You got to break it down because you got to think about what are the traits and qualities that this person that. Seeing that photo has elicited in you.
Mm.
Do you think that they're a murderer? Do you think that they're, I don't know, give me selfish, whatever qualities and characteristics that you see in that person.
A murderer, a murderer, killer,
whatever,
thoughtless.
They're in you, 100%, right? So
we all have a murderer in us.
We all have that part of us, absolutely, because whether we imagine something or whether we do it, it's exactly the same thing. Well, exactly the same areas in our brain are lit up, are fired when we're imagining something or we're doing something. Mm-hmm. I think I may have mentioned this in a previous podcast. I saw a great interview, I think it was with Tim Winton, author, Australian author.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the guy from Tasmania, what's his name?
Martin Bryant.
And he was talking about that scenario about him killing all those people. And he said, I'm exactly the same. I have those qualities in me. He said, because I remember.
Love Tim Winton.
I remember, he said, I was sitting at a window once with an air rifle. And he said, and I imagine, I know, half the story.
Yeah. With a semi-automatic 16-inch
shoot. And he said, I remember looking out this window and thinking I could easily do it.
Yeah.
The only difference between me and him
is
that he actually pressed the trigger. So this to me is wisdom, knowing that anything that we condemn in another person is exactly same as what we're condemning in ourselves. It's just easier to be pissed off at it in another person than to look at it in yourself and say, actually, I have this too. I own this trait.
So the other thing is that when you're slamming another human being and you're saying something bad about another human being, it's because you haven't got anything good to say about yourself.
100%.
So it's easier for us to voice it on the outside than it is to take responsibility on the inside. And the next thing is that people come along and they get all wound up. So what suddenly happens is they get dragged away from their meaning in life, from their, you know, innate core pursuit, which we all have a deep spiritual quest, a deep physical quest, a deep emotional quest. We all have that. A deep metaphysical quest. We all have that. But they get pulled from that deep quest that every human being is here to have by something that is outside of them. So they're... creative capacity, their consciousness, their will all gets dragged away based on an ad. And a lot of the time when you have a look behind these ads, you know, a lot of the pictures are doctored. A lot of the time it's just clickbait, and that's all it is. I mean, you know, people...
Did you see the one of Steven Spielberg? And he was sitting behind a dead dinosaur.
Right.
And there was all these people going on, oh, fuck, you know, I can't believe he did this. It's a dead fucking dinosaur. So people are so, so ingrained in wanting to say something, have a voice or participate in some way that they're just going to...
But I think, you know, I like to believe that, you know, we're a part of a movement now that is becoming conscious of that, you know?
I think that we have to really become conscious of that.
Yeah.
I've interrupted you there, but for me, I feel
you
like...
You do that a lot.
I do that a lot. I feel like that we really have to become conscious of that because...
Well, I think we are.
We can half be conscious of that because... We're in a day and age now where we're challenged by people, like when we see the likes of Trump, right?
Yeah.
We're challenged by people outside of us.
I'd rather you call him Donald.
I think people outside of us to look more deeply within us, right?
Yeah.
There are, when we see people like him or anybody out there who are condemning different races.
Yeah.
Different skin colors, different
religions,
different
colors, races, creed, religions.
Right? It's easy for us to say, no, I accept all these people. I accept every religion. I accept every sexual orientation. Mm. I accept everybody, right?
Right.
But I don't accept people who don't accept them. doing exactly the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
People think that they're all open because, you know, I think that, you know, I don't know, gay marriage should be legalized and, you know, the, you know, Muslims in Australia, whatever. Everybody's like thinking they're really open with that. But I'm going to be closed down to anybody who opposes that.
To
me, that's exactly the same thing. It's just where
are you directing? As being dogmatic and,
Exactly. It's where are you directing your limited understanding? So Trump got off, right? And this was evident when Trump got elected, and this is one of the other things I said in the blog, is that you had the Women's March.
Yeah.
Now, firstly, if anyone stops to look, the fact that you had that many women and people getting together and recognising that, hang on a second, this is how we want to be treated, etc. That in itself was a good thing, right? But then when people were speaking, right, and you had Madonna, and I love Madonna, but when she was speaking, when she was speaking, she was very she was talking about the revolution of love, right? And she said, this is a revolution of love and we're all coming together and stuff like that. But then she said something like, fuck Trump or fuck the haters or something like that. That is not the revolution of love.
No.
The revolution of love is everybody, the people that – it's easy to love the people that are easy to love.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to love the people that are not easy to love.
Yeah.
So people like Trump, but if you can love that part of him that is challenging you
–
that is a different story.
Well, that's how you actually revolutionize love.
Absolutely.
That's how you build love.
Yes.
It's easy to love the parts of yourself that you love, which is, we already know that. That if you want to have more love in your life and you want to be more intelligent and you want to be more effective in the world,
you've got to love the people that challenge you.
Yeah, and you've got to love the parts of you that you haven't learned to love. And understand, like, people go on about, oh, yes, well, you know, I know Trump and I've read this and I've done it. You know, and everything, anything that you read in the media, any research, anything you do is lopsided, non-substantiated, completely misinformed justifications of what happened, and it's history.
It's nonsense.
You're
getting taken in by that. Mm-hmm. You're getting taken in by a lopsided perception that somebody else is going
to
feed.
And to know it's lopsided is to understand the definition of a lie. The definition of a lie is a minimization or a maximization of what actually occurred. And in actual fact, everything that occurs out here in the world only happens in halves. You look at the moon right now, you only see one side of the moon. So essentially, we only see things in halves. So we only essentially hear things in halves. You're only ever getting half of what happened every single time. And
so you're reacting based on the half.
That's right. Now, we know that atoms have... You know, the minimum structure in the universe is a hydrogen atom. It has one positive phase and it has one negative phase, right? But when you call something bad and create the minus, you simultaneously create the plus. So people who condemn Trump perpetuate it. People who condemn war perpetuate it. People who condemn anything, they're actually perpetuating
it.
And so what people who condone it, so the people who condemn something, a behavior of any sort, are just as bad as the people who condone it and perpetuate it.
Absolutely.
So it's about not being caught in that. So what do we do?
Absolutely.
So what do we do? So I think it's important to understand the innate pursuit of any human being is to reach a state of balance and love and homeostasis.
Absolutely.
So it's about being balanced in your view of things. It's about understanding that don't get caught up with what's going on out here. Be very clear about your spiritual mission, your mental mission, your emotional mission, your physical mission. What is your mission inside of your heart? What is it you want to feel innately and ultimately inside of yourself as you go through life? Give more attention to that, to what you want to feel about the world, as opposed to having your consciousness kidnapped by fucking media and non-substantiated bullshit.
The other thing is that if you do get...
And here I go polarizing.
Yeah, and if you do get sidetracked by that, right?
Because
we don't listen to the news, right?
Yeah.
But there are times where information comes in because people are telling us things or whatever.
Yeah.
So if...
We landed on the moon. Did you hear that this week?
Yeah, I heard that. Okay, so the if you do get caught up in it, if you're seeing things and you're finding yourself charged by it, feeling like, I can't believe he said that, I can't believe they did that, etc., The way to deal with that is to look inside of yourself and find out where you're being the same way, because the people outside of us that are challenging us, right, they're not challenging us to love them. They're challenging us to love all of ourselves.
Yeah.
This is why it's a true revolution. A true revolution of love is to love everybody.
Yeah.
Is to love the people who agree with you plus the people who disagree with you. It doesn't mean that you can't have a different opinion, but it means that you love the parts of yourself that you find in them. Because Trump is just challenging people to own up to the truth about what's inside.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, you know, do what your leaders do, do what your mentors do, do what the people that you look up to do. If the only time that people jump on board with that stuff, like spiritual leaders or any of those guys, is because they have a hidden agenda. You know, they have their own agenda in it, so they get on to talk about it because of, you know, they have a hidden agenda with it. But, you know, if you don't see Branson jumping on board and he's somebody that you look up to financially, it's because he knows this is just momentary. This is just, don't get involved in that stuff. Just focus on what you're here to do.
Yeah.
Be the greatest example of you that you can be.
And you use this to your advantage. Like, there's things that you are going to be challenged by. And when I say that, people are like, yeah, but I'm not like him. He's this, he's that. Like, I'm talking
you are.
About him again, right? He's this, he's that, he's the other thing. Like, he's discriminatory, he's racist. He says, well, 100%, you cannot see it in another human being unless it's in you.
Yeah.
So you have to recognize and own and love the parts of yourself that are exactly the same as what you perceive this other person is.
So perhaps these things occur in order to send you back inside of yourself and to love yourself.
Absolutely.
Not to go and not to be like the rest of the sheeple who just jump on the bandwagon of resentment and hate.
Absolutely.
We've got enough of that stuff. Yeah, it doesn't
matter. What is that going to do?
What, make you feel right for a moment?
Yeah.
Help you to feel part of a group of people that you don't even know and probably wouldn't even like and want to be a part of a group
Absolutely.
So the best thing for you to do is to just stop and be clear about what you want in your heart.
Yeah. So for me, this is it's a big thing because I see it all of the time and people don't realize that they're doing it. And occasionally I get caught up and I have to be pulled up on, oh my God, I didn't think about how I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are very, very quick to say, I'm not like that. I'm not.
But I you know, honestly, I like to think that we're kind of, I really know and feel that people are waking up to that now.
I think they are, but I think that there's a next level, because I think that the waking up has been, we see Trump doing stuff like this and we're like, well, I wouldn't be racist and I wouldn't be discriminatory against other, you know, religions or anything else. But then you're discriminatory against people who don't agree with you, so you're still that.
Yeah.
So it's just coming in a new form. It's really challenging us to love all of that aspect, and that's what I feel is the true revolution of love. The revolution of love is, let's love the people and the situations and the circumstance that are hardest to love.
Yeah, regardless.
It's you're not achieving anything by loving the people that come and give you flowers and roses every day. That's not love.
Yeah.
That's only half of it.
Yeah.
Love is, how do I find in my heart to love the people, the situations and the circumstances that challenged me the most, that pushed my buttons the most, that made me look at myself the most. That's where love is. That's where love can be found. And that's what we do in what we do. And that's, but we can do that every single day when we're challenged with a situation that makes us think that we wouldn't be that, we would never do that. No, you would.
Yep.
Find it.
And you're doing
and
it.
And then when you find that, it's not about falling in love out here. It's about falling in love with all of those different parts of yourself. And when you can do that, then you're unstoppable.
Yeah.
Then you're powerful. Because it doesn't matter what anybody says to you. You can recognize and own that you have every quality, trait and characteristic.
Well, it's a very human, mortal experience to be condemning and slamming and you know. But it's an immortal experience to be in a state of equanimity and a state of balance and to understand and to be in that state of flow that just gets... It's all okay, you know. It's all okay. Don't get caught up in that stuff. That's just what perpetuates it.
But
ultimately, we're going to have to get back to that point where it's all okay anyway.
That's the point, right? Yeah. It's because when you actually think that way, you don't get swayed by out here. You're just in flow with yourself. Because
I get annoyed at myself if I find myself getting annoyed. Does that make sense?
But this is the thing, right? There's nothing anybody could fire at you and say, you did this or you did that, and you wouldn't be able, you'd be able to say to everything, well, yeah, I have. I'd be able to find a place in my life where I can own that trait, that quality and characteristic without you realizing it. Do you know what I mean? And so you, if you can do that, then you hold the power, because nobody can say anything about you that can hurt you, because you already know the truth of that. This doesn't justify what other people are doing, right? This is how I think I also said it in that in that thing, you know, people, you know, being able to acknowledge that everything that you have is inside of you. You know, the people on, I think it's Kimmel, that read the mean tweets about themselves. You know what I mean? There's a power in that, because they can sit there and they can own that. That's difficult coming from that. That is difficult for people to do. But the more you can do that, and the more you can own it in the people that you that are challenging you, the more you won't be as challenged. If that makes sense. And that to me is love, because then you get to fully love you.
Cool.
I like that. I'm glad we got to say about that.
Got that off my chest.
Well, I think it's important. I think I think people realize how important it is. That doing that with other people is not. Is not.
I mean, especially those ads when they come up, they don't realize that there's an organization behind that which is monitoring your liking and comments and
dragging you away
and getting the data and watching. You know, and then the more you like that stuff, the more it turns up in your feed. So now you're out of control. It's in your feed. You know, just ignore that stuff. It's bullshit. It's you don't know anything about what's going on there. Don't make up. Don't make assumptions on it. And then don't spend any time trying to research it. Just spend time building your vision and your mission for your life and fulfilling your dreams and doing what you love. That's where you got to put your time and energy. Cool.
Cool.
You have to do a jellyfish.
Haven't done one in ages.
That was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
That's cool. If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.